Chapter 8. Home Again. The group started sailing back for England. One day, while sailing, pirates started chasing them. Some sparrows helped the doctor and his animals escape by pulling their ship with strings. They were too fast for the pirates. When the sparrows got tired, Dr. Doolittle suggested resting on an island. It was a good chance to get some water, too. On the island, Dr. Doolittle saw rats leaving the boat. "Why are you leaving the ship?" he asked one rat.
"It's sinking, Doctor," replied the rat. "There are only a few hours until it completely sinks."
What were they going to do with a sinking ship? Just then, a canary from the island flew up to the ship. It told them some bad news and some good news. The pirates had arrived and were on Dr. Doolittle's boat. But the pirates had all left their own ship. There was no one on it, so it was empty. The doctor and the animals stole the pirate ship. It was a beautiful ship with lots of nice food and other supplies on it. They tried to sail away, but the pirates used Dr. Doolittle's ship and stopped them from leaving. The doctor and his animals knew that their old ship was sinking. They started talking to the pirates, and they kept talking. They wanted the pirates to stay on the ship until it was too late. And it worked. The ship began to sink. Some pirates swam for shore. Some tried to swim over to Dr. Doolittle. Then sharks arrived. They had heard about Dr. Doolittle and wanted to help him. Dr. Doolittle told the pirates that the sharks wanted to eat them, but he would give them a chance. The sharks would not eat them if the pirates promised to do as he said. First, they must not hurt any more people. As well, they must live on the island. Their job there would be to grow bird seed for the birds. The pirates agreed. The doctor and his animals finally arrived back in England. The doctor made a lot of money from showing people the push me, pull you. It was enough to repay all his debts. He bought his sailor friend two ships to replace the one that was destroyed. He paid his grocer friend for all the supplies, too. Everyone was very happy. From that day on, Dr. Doolittle and his animals did not have to worry about money again.